Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People. Hello, hello, hello in Indian country. Is anybody there? Hello?
Yep. Welcome to the show.
How many people have called in so far?
Three people came in right now.
Okay, who's those people?
605-9930, 918-0762, and you.
Okay, 0762. Okay, people that have called in, introduce yourselves. This is Chinupa.
Yeah, the show started late a little bit.
Yeah, I know that because everyone is calling me. But okay, read those other numbers that called in. I wanted the area code.
It's Louis Janine calling from Midikata.
Okay, there's Louis. Yeah. Okay, all right. Glad to have Louis on. Okay, who's the next one?
Rachel from Oklahoma.
Okay, Rachel from Oklahoma. Okay, I did call a number of people for them to come on. Jibril didn't come on, that Salam guy, and I'm not going to deal with you. I'm not going to deal with anybody anymore. I'm going to share this with you all while you're on the... And if there's other people tuned in to listen in and whatnot, I'm going to tell you all something, okay? Listen real carefully. This radio show is yours, okay? So I'm suspecting at times that you guys can use your brain, if you have one that's in your head, to do the undoable. I mean, you guys run your mouth, you cuss, you get mad, but have the audacity to cover the show when Chinupa can't. Keep Tyreek in line. Tyreek's just a youngster trying to do this for us. And some of you that always, you want to just listen. Well, goddamn it, if you got a TV in your house or if you got a family member that's got a TV and whatnot, go listen over there. Because we want you guys to engage in topics. There's a lot of shit going on in Indian country, but you people don't care to give a damn. As I stressed on with a lot of these things as an open venue, a lot of this stuff is difficult for a majority of our people to understand. And they're not really telling their tribal membership from whatever reservation they're from that they're in denial. They're lying to the tribal membership. Because, you know, like my cousin Bryce, Bryce supports Joe Biden. Of course, he's a Democrat. He's not a Lakota. I can say that, and he can say it back to me. Okay, and I'll tell you why. Because they're all supporting them destroying our land for lithium. That's what he told me. He told me that. It came out of his mouth. He can't lie about that. This is what we try to engage on for a lot of you people. And so since the majority of them that are just now tuning in, and I thank my brother Lewis, and I thank man Rachel for coming on, and whoever else comes on, because they all say that, oh, yeah, we're going to come on the show. Bullshit, you ain't coming on, because this is how heavy it's going to be. So while we're at the top of the show, and we're going to get ready into holding this understanding, I'm going to ask this of all of you to bear with me. I'm going to open the show up with a prayer, but I'm going to have my Aunt Bernice Whitehawk come on, or maybe my grandson, Joe. So bear with me. And when they come on,
okay, for some reason, Kanupa dropped the call. Hello, 605-9930. Hello, 918-0762. It's your show. Till he comes back on.
All right, I just coming back from LMI, doings that we had a tribal professionals training going on up there in Rapid City. My name is Louis Denise. I work for the Oglala Sioux Tribe, and every year we attend this conference for tribal officials, and well. Just like this radio station, there's a lot of our tribal officials which refuse to participate in the activities that they have at these conferences. A lot of it seems like our people are still traumatized or something. They fail to want to participate in activities. I don't know why, you know, as a tribal official, your customers depend on your services, as my niece put it. She gave a presentation. Her name is Kim Clausen. She has a young entrepreneur, and she gave a presentation on dealing with customers, our services to our people, just as far as a good telephone etiquette. Good morning, this is the utilities office. How may I help you? As being a courteous way of helping people. And if they're not, if they have the wrong number, you know, always have a directory on your desktop to say, to help them with the tribe. Because you represent that whole tribe. Even if it's not your program, you may, you know, offer the help right there, you know. That's what I do, have been doing the past 20, 30 years. I work for the tribe. You know, if they're not looking for me, they can have a hard time finding a number. I usually had that director always to help people find what they're looking for. And that's a service that we as a tribe need to give to our tribal membership. That's not happening with BIA. You go to BIA, the doors are locked. There's a phone number you're supposed to call. You know, because of this COVID, the sickness. And the tribe is the same way. And what happens there is the customer service is not really happening. There's negativity amongst the people. The people are the ones who are these tribal officials, bosses. And that's not happening. And there's a negativity amongst our people because they don't know what's going on behind closed doors. Well, anyway, that was brought up at the meeting. I thought that was something that I thought was negative amongst our leaders, our tribal leadership in this country. Now we have to deal with that. For the past 400 to 600 years, we've always had that leadership there. Guide us out of trouble. To help us find food. To help us raise our little ones, our young ones. One of the presentations that went on was, what are the 7 secret rights of the Lakota people? Not everyone knew.
Okay, 605-2621, you're back.
Yes, I'm back, and I'm going to ask my sister, Vina, if she wants to share anything with what Louis had expressed about his concern with the current, you know, tribal government moving all the meetings and all this fake stuff going on in Rapid City, and how it really reflects its behavior upon the tribe. And Sister Vina, you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, Vina, go right ahead. Anywhere you want to start, go right ahead and say hello to Louis. Louis's on the other line too.
Hello. Hi, Louis. Hi. The rest
day.
That are listening on. I'd like to say hi to everybody, and thanks for getting me on. I would like to, I know there's a lot of negative stuff through the politics of the tribe, so I hope this doing would all be positive, but sometimes it goes through the same thing over and over and over and over again. So, I know there's a lot of good people that are in the offices there. My mom, she said she'll say something, but later. She's kind of busy right now. I can't think of anything really important yet. You could continue on with your show.
Okay, we will, and thank you for that little understanding, Sister Vina. Okay, people, listen up here. This is Chinoop. I'm going to really turn it up a little bit. The Chalakas Chewa Kitako Iwogla Kekihe Hena Yeshe Tumitaki Vila Ota Wak Sapekile Kimpi. Yeah, Hetsu Se Wogla Kava Ashna. Natrohan Taku Lena on Kikhov Nikile Vila Huska Echetke Oyate on Kikhov Hetsu Se Ekwam Dagni Waste Ichaki Okishni. Nahan Kansu Echetke. Namir Mikhov Sinkile. Kawaki mitchaki mitchana lechus etoni hechus suta was aki hena wichak loaki sni. Ake oyaste mitchaki hena wichaganamse. Nechuna lila ota oichak yake. Le okansula tima hiupinaha wogla kapo mitaki wahochi chakde. As hun hena kitala koki pramnaha hechamoki. Was ichamoki le hena amaki. Shit, who cares if they take your job? Hena hechus e iwagla. Na lila government, le tribal government get lila taak shika e chumpi. Na anaki chmati. Was gom me taki epi. Ikhacha yanglo ki le na nupa tima egina kapi. O he Julian Bear Runner na ha Kevin Keller. Hena numpi. Okay? Lena echa itachan glana ha, oyate glana hakik to oicha kiaftake. Estoni hechus e chumsni. Tawicho e chanke kile pejuta shite wastela kauki, hena hechus e eto api. Tawicho e chanke kile nazula tropi yo shicha. Talila with kosko kam. Ho he isian woke ki he yanke. Talila ota hechus e tohantua. Hokata kya wahoni kyobna ha roske lena eon to okta hai. Tua hechus e wasloi ki le on kya okta hai. Hechus e wogla kab asna. Ho wana asam lechus e wiksemana numpa. Ake wiksemana numpa ohina zibna wana asniki se. Na ake wane ki koksa he ukte. Ho, lila ota wak sape ki le toni tchokata ke kakhol ya pina. Mila matka tcha oap ke ki toni hechus de eto amsni. Heon cha lila techea lena echa techea on kokho am heon cha tagni waste chachi o kisni. Na wankan ki lena ekni zape. Ho he na isyan yanke le chanke se oksila ki ake uchaka kni kona kima egna kona ha. Lila ota oaste woglaka. Hena hokilaki hena sloi chawasni. Ash iepi. Hena nahakti tchechapi. Waka ogna lechus e nazi hena hechus e wine chamblake. Ash tagni waste chumbo kipsni. I was shichu glauna. Mila haska ka oapke ki hechus e kusha etuamna oispapi. O hena isha oyate mitchaki. Hena chimpsni. As in the as new church has a tima e chagana. Takwe hena tima e chagana ka. Pejuta shikakile. Pejikile na chinki. Naha oyate glena oispauna. Let you say you tona ha. We church has a chiksik ala kaunspe chakyabhanta. Hena echa o kokwa de na hena isha. Nazula ki, which are you, shiken? Ah, ke isha with koko. One thought, lila ota, kiwi chakse, naha, anaki mapi. That's to any hechus, eto on sneak. Hena hechus, honey, on kokyaka. Wakanza lena hechus, eto on po, mitaki, eapi. Hechana sneaky, taku toksa ukte, naha, shika walak okte, and yache okte, with yaka. So hena echa iwong laka unko chimpi as lila ota lechuse tima hiub naha wog laka bo kifne. Heon cha chungsi mi tchaki naha kwen bernis lena wahoa ki naha. He about a week ago sile tima hiub na wog laka. O waste e chum naha kwen waki hena inshian wo cheke.
funky up in a watch shaky. Hena ishan o wasi e waki no kin. Ho wana ake che waki tima hi opina woblaki. Hena takto konki hena wa stationi. Na lila ota tiata let you say. Chako ki le lila ota kachlib na ha. Lila ota mila haska kawa heki ois poki lena toni. Ushika oyate naha ozula where you hawk it only hechus eight one or chatni. Hena ishan yanke. As yes kaki lena yap in a ha. Ka chunkuki lena pak oak on a tak shitsa anaki one hechupi. Na ke maskon kit hoppy. Mini loser hankta hecha you soaked on a washichi glena oil chatapi. Nahena ishan was fifty ake washichi glena techion kokwa. No. Nutoha in kat ilyam shanksha yo hopi copy, and I kat ilyam lila yotiam na hoate be talking chappy, yoksi chap, and I shan yanke. I'm going to let you say it once me. Oh, hell, child, let you say, wagla pilexa to naha. Can we wak in a shunkshi nuki hana, oaste ewaki, naha, share waki. Now, why not yes, go answer. What I said in my language. Of the Lakota language, I've tried to get a lot of people to come on the show to talk about the current situations that are happening in Indian country, especially here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And so by addressing it in our language gives more of my people a chance to see more of what we're talking about. And yes, my sister is right about one thing. There is some good people that sit on the tribal government. And I always said this too in the past. There's bad and good people in every race and in every employment structure, okay? But the reason why I stress this so much about the bad people is because we don't see the momentum of our people having that figure of speech to deal with the sociological deformatories that happen in Indian country, okay? Because a lot of these people interpret and they educate themselves with the white man's way of life, which is the white man's education, okay? And they use that to an advantagement that they say they're going to help their people, mainly the elders and children when they get into office. Now, I don't care about these kids that left office from Julian Bearrunner to Kevin Keller, and this newly elected guy named Frank Starr comes out. I know of his family. If this message gets back to his fucking family, I don't give a damn, because his family... He had two of them that worked with the criminal investigators here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. One of them, his name is Stanley Starr, comes out. He sent a lot of our brothers and sisters to penitentiary. And his other relative, Ivan Starr, comes out, tried the tribal government. He didn't even last 6 months. He resigned. So here we have a bunch of our people. You know, my phone number is 605-517-2621. If you have a question with that and you feel threatened, because I'm telling you how I feel, because if it becomes the same thing where you bar my elders away from the council meetings, then God damn it, I'm going to come after you. And that's what you all been doing. You new generation that are smoking weed and that vote for weed, and you like this behavior, you're the ones that are making matters worse on the reservation, because you're not doing a damn thing to protect your elders and your children. That's why I get angry. I don't see you guys out there cutting wood, going out and hunting, shooting deer, takta, wichakuto naha, aglib naha, patana, wakakilena wachakubsni, hunke wichakubsni. I don't see you guys doing that shit out there. You're playing the game. I remember during the year, we had some meetings on my Aunt Bernice's property. And I love her and thank her dearly for that, because I always wanted her to always address the crowd in her manner. And it's a beautiful thing to see my aunt do this. And so is my sister. So is my sister Vina participating in these meetings to listen and hear what we have to say to help each other. And I always like that area because my grandson Joe Sierra Jr. runs the Sundance that Auntie perspired for the people. And we called on a lot of people to come, and none of them came. But we still kept going with it. That's how much we believe in it. And then it's how we talk in the hospital. Sit down, please, Papi. It's just on Kichaga. Bola kota kile. A little Oka Galuni. Okay? So we try to tell people to come on. And we try to give them that chance. And we know the hardships. We all go through hardships. So we're trying to get our message out there because what do we have to do to find a solution where we can go to help our people independently? And that's why I say this all the time. The only way we can do it is we have to do it for ourselves. Independently. And that's what I ask people to come on the show with us and talk about. Lila Ota, what is Jumpile Ifahegnakona, Lila Wa Eunkyapi. And I wanted to share something with a lot of you on the listening audience. You know, my little brother said he was going to come on today, and I hope he does. And I gave him the phone number, but I want to reflect to something that a text message was sent to me by a young man by the name of Alan Brown Thunder, okay? And the text message came to my phone saying, hey, Shanupa, this is Alan Brown Thunder. And he used the cursing language, which, hey, he has that right. He said that that effing James Franco is full of shit, and we learned that he is selling weed for David Swallow. This is the text message that was sent to me, okay? So I called David Swallow, and I told him, you know, hey, they sent me this. And they asked me, Chanupa, this is what they said to me. They said, Chanupa, where do you stand with this? Okay, for some of you that want to read this message, call Shanupa, 605-517-2621, and I'll text it to you. Now, here's the reason why it was sent to me. It was sent to me on December 13th, 2022, this past week, okay? I tell them, Lila, I said, my auntie is not doing too good in her health. And she's up there in age. A lot of years she's been here. And so I asked people, come out and support her Sundance. And they all say this, oh, well, Bernice is too mean. Well, who gives a damn if my aunt's mean? I grew up that way. My grandma Cecilia was mean. That's how she expressed her attitude and her way of thinking. That's her way. So if you believed in the matriarchal way, inila ya unkte iki kile awanchi galakim. See? They're going to wash your mouth and you sit there and take it. Because it's not directed at you. And if there's pieces of information that you might pick up from it, then learn from it. And use that to help you better yourself. And that's why I love my Aunt Bernice for doing that. So how woglak in the Lote kile wankar yan alesus et kokasa kyakach olye hata. Me iomak pe umaoste. When my auntie talks like that, I love her for that, people. I really do, man. I love it when auntie does that. Because I get it. I understand it. And here's my older brother Lewis here and my older sister Vina. We're here. We were raised under that stuff. Heck, you say unkachnicham, don't kichacham. Wolak chote itchesye. Hohena ishyan yanke. So we try to ask people to come on, and you know, I reach out as best as I can as we're going up to the top of the hour of six. So in the meantime, I know this show always starts with a prayer, and so I'm gonna ask Sister Vina, can Auntie give us an opening prayer on the show? Can she do that if she's not too busy?
Yeah, she could do it now.
We thank Auntie for that beautiful prayer. Mitakepe, as the show comes up to the top of the hour of 6 o'clock, okay, I really want all of you to express what your heart is carrying. Lila taku shicha wala kapi. Na ojula hechun itima eagna kinaha. Owaton sha ni chanze kapi. That's what Auntie said in the prayer. He wanted all of our people to stand on the traditional understanding of what a wocheke is. And for some that are getting tuned in, we say these understandings to help you better understand what we are dealing with in, you know, the way of life here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and other reservations that are facing the same bureaucracy of turmoil. And so we try our best to get people to tune into the show, to come on to the show and do what they're supposed to do. And so that's the avenue we try to get you to see, because we try to care for one of you and care for all of you in a different way. And so this is what the prayer was about that my auntie shared with all of you. My aunt loves you guys, so she did that beautiful prayer. And I love it when auntie does that. Yo mapi. Le chala ke se o chicha ka mitake pi. Uh-huh, tumi waki, wo cheki, is wogalaki hunter, parchimitaki umashtik. I get relief. I feel good because I know in this world we're living in the year 2022, we're still facing a lot of atrocities. But as long as we have our auntie and many other elders with us, we can make it through all the hard times. And she prayed for the homeless and the people that are struggling and suffering out there. Wacheni chapi. Hohe owashteki eginaki. And as we come to the top of the hour, I want to open the microphone up to everybody that has anything they want to share. And at the same time, Sister Vina, before we get started, does Auntie want to share any other thing to the radio audience?
Yeah, I'd like to share something right now that came to my mind while we're talking. You talked about marijuana, and there's a lot of really hard drugs that are being used, and a lot of children that are being neglected, abused, and these bad things that are happening to the elderly, to the children. That came across my mind while you were while Mom was praying, and the things that you were talking about. I heard this story a long time ago, long before the when people came on this earth from underground. They came here, and there was some evil spirits that were here already. But when the Lakota people came out, they seen these things, things that were happening already on this earth. And this, when we came here on this earth, and made our tribes and our people grew with the Pteoyate, I don't know how long back we went here on this, where we're at right now, but I know the Black Hills is where we came from. When we were young, our mother and our grandparents taught us a lot of things, taught us before we even had any relationships. And then when we're having our children, the mother and the grandmother, the aunties, they really told a lot of good advice, a lot of good things. When you're having a baby growing in your stomach, you start praying and you pray so you have a good baby, a healthy baby. A long time ago, one of the stories that were told then was that one of the best, most wealthy, most expensive, most beautiful thing that was ever made was for little babies that were born. It was a beaded cradle board. And with that, they had things for the baby, like the umbilical cord, the turtle and the lizard, and all these things that were gifted for the new baby and the mother. Back then, they had a lot of beautiful things that were made. The cradle boards, the quilts came first, the dyed quilts, and they did a lot of time to make something like that. And that was when they lived in those teepees. There's a lot of things that they had to do every day, work every day, but while you're doing that, when you have time, you do something, beadwork. Everybody did a lot of artwork. And one day, this woman, they were having, I guess they were kind of, seeing who's going to make the best cradle board. One day, this woman, she was making a cradle board with the quills, and when they make a quill, they put that quill in their mouth, and then they get it wet, and they flatten it down, and then they bead the hide. They wrap it around the hide, and then they make it really, really good. It was hard to do. It took a lot of time, a lot of talent. This woman was doing that, and she neglected her children. She neglected her home. Neglected everything in that home. It was all messy and dirty, and there was no fire. And here one day she swallowed a quill, and it got stuck in her throat, and it got worse and worse and worse. She's gonna die. So the relative there, they had to go find somebody to, you know, help him get well. So they had a beaver medicine man that lived down the road, down the creek, and where she lived. They took her over there, and here that man lived by the across the creek and the beaver dam, and they gave him gifts and all the everything that was given him, the offerings and gifts. And he was standing on the other side, and here he splashed in the water, and he went in, and he swam across, and here a man came out, and he took the he doctored that woman. They laid her there by the creek, the side, so he helped her get well, and she took her gifts, and she went back across the creek. Here, that was a lesson that was told to young women or families, relatives, that they have to have a balance in their daily life with their families and their work and their home. You know, the most important thing was the home. So that kind of, when I really thought about it, and that thing that she was doing, maybe a present time, maybe they're going casino, or maybe they're out taking marijuana or taking drugs, or maybe they're drinking, or maybe they're out running around. The worst thing that they tell me was that to gossip, not to gossip. Anything could be that negative thing. So that's a lesson that I was told, and you take it the way you want. I just like to share that with you. Thank you.
And you know, people, my sister Vina has always had that calmness of what she contributes to the listening audience in our gatherings. And one of the things that I've always noticed about my sister Vina, she always did it humbly. You see, many years ago, back in ancient times, my mom, Yvonne Jane Martin, was born in 1938 here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, just west of here, called Slim Buttes, the same highway that I was born on. My mom was born out in the old place. And so mom, on the other hand, she contracted polio. And it led to dramatic fever. And back in those days, Mila Huskas, Aki, Okujitipik, they didn't have really nice doctors to fight these things. These were brand new sicknesses that we never encountered. And so my mom... And my great-grandma, okay, my grandma Bessie runs above. She did all she could to help my mom get better. It hurt my mom's way of walking. And so she had to use some braces, okay? Mitrama, all right?
and it really messed up my mom's coordination, and it slowed her down. Yeah, okay? And all these people here on, and I'm going to say it, listening on it, all you half-breeds, okay, that fucking used to say shit to my mom, you used to call my mom a retarded mother and all this, you would say, hey, that's a retarded mother right there, that's bastard kid. You all said that shit about me and my mom and my family, okay? But you forgot one thing, people. You forgot that that woman, my mother, took care of you children when your families abandoned you, no matter what the scenario was. Just like my sister Vina expressed to you and explained, my mother did that for some of you kids that could not have that fairness of balance through love, what a ina can do for her tiwahe. Don't forget that. And my mom still wore a dress, even when she left me. You see, Lena, these I don't ever forget, because nowadays, okay, it changed and we're in it. You all would say this to me. Don't forget this, people. Hey, stay away from them martins. Those martins eat dog. You're damn right, Shuka Kilina Watix, because I'm a dog soldier. Shatet izo okhola kichi hechus eokhlate imichake. Okay? So now when they took you let hoxha hey hiki, you turned it around. You're trying to be a Lakota now. I don't agree with it. I will never. You're going to have to stay away from me the same way I stay away from you. You see, this English language is really bad. Lila, le we choi ki lila. Wakanshi tawaun spekile aikwake. Wakanshi chaki he. You see, that language is, and like I said earlier in this word, you know, there is bad and good blood in every race, even amongst the white man. The white man will do that to his own the same way. And I always try to reflect to you guys over and over. I struggle with my Aunt Bernice. I struggle with my late grandma Cecilia Martin. I struggled with my Aunt Lorraine Whiteface and my grandma Esther Whiteface and many other grandmas. Sarah Brave. I stressed with them, Marie Red Cloud. Lena ata winuchtelaki Lena Oichoke. Okay? Ruth Long. Okay? Ramona. Ramona Long Black Cat. Lena ata oichoke. Lena echa winuchta glena e honey wine chamblake. Na wahoma kiabhanta dagene e preshni inila wa una tokata ki iblam oichoke. This is what we're trying to tell you guys. I've listened to my elders, my grandmothers, and my grandfathers. Vivian Tobacco, Isha from out there in Talico. Hey, Isha, I used to listen to her. Lena wakanki washloi ki leila ota oispapi. And there's still some with us. Now, were those elders? Me and my sister Vina and my older brother Louis, wana hena wakanki lena onkiepi. We're them elders. We're trying to still help you. I can think of Grandpa Kumpakula, Frank Fulscrow, Roy Martin, Alice Head, Dawson Hasnohorse, Thomas Eagle Fox, Alex Eagle, Henry Crowdog, Guy Dawknife Sr., Guy White Thunder. We talked a lot to Lena Ehana Sloichawa. Zach Bearshield. And the list goes on and on. Uncle Pete Catches. Charlie Hardheart. Lila Ota Lena Sloichawa. Emil Lasthorse. Joe Morset. Lena Atya Hena Sloichawa. na hena wana expel kiape. Lena Ochichaka, Gladys Little Spotted Horse, and Gladys Bisnet, and Agnes Lamont. Lena atas loichawa. Matrecha, huh? Taku washte hena osbema kiape. Even Annie Eagle Fox. Hena wata atia hongloonipi. Even Jenny Eagle Elk. Lena atia hena. Sluichawa, Aunt Pearl Dixon, even my late mother, Lena Ata Sluichawa, and the list can go on and on, people. Ash, let you say, let that, Tuki. We thought we would talk heavy to this because now we're seeing history repeat itself over and over. Na tekia unko kuapi, ieska ki Lena. And so I wanted to give you that virtue of understanding. Nahakshi, tiwahe kile la halakota onklati onkichaga na onkaka anlechusi onhina zipig. Chokata kya woaska kilechusi suta eonto amnehechusi ihakab onkomani. That was our way, wolakota. Nahan lechala kese tuniwaki wocheke kar. Naha, Chuksi Mitraki Vaina. She told you this story. You see, these are the things that help you grow, that help you look into your inner self and find the problem and fix it. And there's nothing wrong with asking us elders for help, Mitakepe. We might not have the answer for it right then, but we can build on it. And then we might guide you into another direction where there's an older elder. And maybe if that answer we didn't have, you couldn't find it from us, the older elder would. They might have it for you. This is what it's about. Hena hechus enki chakakile wolak hotakile na wash akekile yake. Wash akekile lila washte. Yomak pehecha. And there are still other grandmothers out there. Margie Bird, Clara Laysbath. We still have them. Clara and her boys. Just like when I see Auntie somewhere. That's our way, man. And when they pray like that, I was hoping other people would come on to the show to talk about it. Now I said, this is the hour that as we get close to 7, if anybody else is out there on the phone, come on in. It's your show. Aunt Bernice, Sister Vina, if you guys have anything else to say, go right ahead. The show is yours.
Tanupa.
Yes.
Baby Joe is here now.
Okay, bring Baby Joe on. Come on. Come on the show. This is my grandson, Baby Joe. Come on.
Baby Joe, you want to say something?
Baby Joe, you want to say something?
Baby Joe.
Ha. Whatever you want to talk about, Kakoja, go right ahead. Don't be shy.
Well, first of all, you know, I'll tell you guys know my name by Little Joe or Little Grandson Joe, or you know, my Indian name would be Wambli Wiaka Huxila. And I like to say good evening to all you listeners out there, and, you know, hopefully you're staying warm if you're snowed in, or if you're in a place where it's nice and warm or still sunny out or good weather out there. You know, lately, me and my workers, we've been digging out people out of their homes that no one couldn't get to, so we're out there digging for them, helping them with things they need. Well, first of all, what we do is we repair the homes. The homes were given some money to repair their homes, so me and my guys, we go and fix them up and repair what they need, bathtubs, and, sinks, windows, doors, flooring. Even if the sheets are rotten, we'll tear them out and put new ones in. We just do a lot of good things like that. Try to do more here on the reservation the best we could. Other than that, it's getting a little cold out there, so we head home before dark so no one's out traveling at nighttime because temperature's dropping more and more. And the only thing I got to say right now.
Alright. Kakoza Joe Lila Yomakpi. It's good hearing your voice, and I'm really honored with the work you're doing for our people. Mitakiepe, we try to tell you guys this. There are warriors still amongst us. And like I said to my grandson this past Sundance, I told him, he's welcome to join Strongheart. We would be honored to have him. And so that's the honor that we try to give all of you, to have that type of forte to help your people. And so with that, I thank you for coming on. Sister Vina, Aunt Bernice, if you guys have anything to contribute, any other callers that are on the phone, you're all welcome to say something as we push towards the top of the hour of 7. So the mic is open. Go right ahead.
Ata Christmas prasasna, ata Christmas ka kfana, ata tak was tegi hosana, od keona, o chlate ata tak was tegi wegna kona. Wana Christmas ki obrza, sana et haka ka holi eona, ata tak wo, ja, waheha, la ukiela kota ki, tri wegna. Three were fit to our three wagon. At the Bible, letter Hoya Kinana, the tree of life, you cannot eat of the tree. You can't, it's a hockey juna, hockey, I assume. You can't tree give a bit of the, he looks at a little taco water, tree give a two. You can't, you kill 1 year, we'll glue in a 1 year hina, 1 year chasna, and how he, as are you? Taku gayu spuna, ja umi ni kagona, siki oli ni kagona sna. Wana wa heha wani e chakes hoks on yege. Ye wa shiju gata, ata, tri long hez haka kakoli on the wakfek dekwe ona. Ata lila, a tree of life yona kohaza, wa heha wani tu. Okay, tree gile. Ata elwa tiu gabu, kafaka eta tiu gabu, et dumptu enis, wa kafaka, makhbeg ta kafaka, wana keki eta tiu gabu, hati et opaki lena sa tiu gabu. We told on in a we told in a wala kosa na wonga la kita sisi wa tiu gabu. You ka, si tako e chata, o menice, elu, lena kreda o kiwa gala kaka. De, three gile, we chasa ke apu, he, tua he la ka, he ka, he wonga la ka buka, three gile, tanda three gile, wia he cha, wana he, wa he ha, he wonga la ka we, ata, ata, o yush tam sani, kuji na te cha, he o yush tam klas ka, e chinko sani, ta three gile li la wa ka, helmeni me helona, what on a year's coin, ye hey, how key? Waheha, Chucky Lodila Waka. Tahed is our chunk of singer, say our chunk of. Isha have hearts in at the Christmas figure. Tankala la coin case, I am. Here she saw you are walking against us. I am. Naku was dealing on a own, what chunk of. Waheha have hearts in.
Honey, Mama, Mitat je pilecius el chicha kapte. Mila haska tha we choy ki kak olie wens. Leon Petio. I've told you listening audiences from day one that the sacred tree of life that we use as our Sundance tree is a woman. Is a woman. You see, this is how much we got away from our tradition. And for Auntie coming on to the show and what she shared briefly for all of us to understand what that Christmas tree is, it's a woman being decorated that they did, and she felt good about it. And so for Auntie, my Aunt Bernice, before she goes to bed to rest, I'm going to sing this song in honor of all you women. Ni we anki ni tuwe pikile olo anki le ohio angste na ha chiksi okte lechuse. So this song is about the sacred pipe when it was given to our Lakota people. My mom taught me this song, my late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin. Inamit khoki wana ikpe maya. As olo anki le we an taupi. He honey hechuse upi kya. So I'm going to sing that song in honor of Aunt Bernice while she takes a rest. And we're going to have our show again tomorrow at 5 to 7 in the evening on Sunday. And you're all welcome to come out. But I want to sing this song for her as a good night song so she can, you know, wake up to the dawn of the sun and have a happy day with her Tiwaher, her family, and her great Chakoza. And thank you for coming on the show, Chakoza Joe. Wopala Tchanki Echiche. So I'm going to sing this song in honor of Aunt Bernice. Niye tani yai, wamani yelo hai yai. Niye tani yai, wamani yelo hai yo hi yo. Tehi chala hu chanu pai. Niye khani ay, wamani yelo aye hoy. Niye khani ay, wamani yelo aye yoy. Niye khani ay, wamani yelo aye yoy. Tehi chala. Ho ho chano pai niye khani ai wamani yelo aye hey ho niye khani ai wamani yelo aye yo yo niye khani ai wamani yelo aye yo yo Tehi chala ho chano pai niye khani ai wamani yelo aye hoy niye khani ai wamani yelo aye hoy niye khani ai wamani yelo Aye yo hi yoi, tehi chala ho chano pai, niye thani ai, wamani yelo, aye he hoi. I sing that in honor of my Aunt Bernice, where she's going to take her rest to sleep and come up to a new day and be happy with her family. And as we're moving to the top of the hour. People, this is how much we Lakotas have with us still. And if it wasn't for my mom to give me that song, she said, Hoksila, Olonki Leo Spech Chikda. She said, I'm gonna teach you this song. Hey honey, Olonki Le we anki lena on kiutrapi. He utha onlonapi. Kya hesus inamitraki omo kyapi. Chon kitra olonki le on petonji o spechi chikta naha. We anki lena oi chakyako. Le ni tha olonki elo. Ahi apo. Wispona ichumpo. So I hung on to that song and I try to sing it at every gathering of women that I can. to get the women to pick that song up because it's your song. Because my mom didn't want it to die out because she's seen something different. So my late mother, Yvonne Jane Martin, we trakpe ota maniwin. That was my mom's name. The star that walks amongst the women. We trakpe ota maniwin. That was my mom's name. The star that walks with the people. That was her name, my mom. I never forget her name. I'll never forget my grandma Cecilia's name. And just like my Kakoza Joe, I won't forever forget his name too. And so now that gives me a blessing. I'm going to work on a song for my Kakoza Joe. And if there's anyone out there, and thank you. Kui lila wopi la tanki ichiche. Wag la ki kihe ata. Blihimi chia no maas. Kihe uncha. Oloan kihe ni topi all here. If there's anyone else there out there on the show, come right on in before we close it. Come right on in. It's your show. Aho.
We got 52 minutes left for the show, and we got 8 callers. 52 minutes and 8 callers.
Come on in, people.
Yes, I want to come on in. This is Jenny. Okay, Natanako Apoyaki, the Kani Nation here in Northwest Montana. I was hearing what Vina was saying, but also I want to give my full respect to Bernice because she's sharing wisdom and knowledge, something that a lot of our people today don't care to listen to or understand, or they don't have time, or they're against it or something, you know. But the way Vina was explaining how it is to be raised, you know, in this way, this teaching, I always say it's a beautiful teaching, but you have to understand it. It's a lot of, you got to get the interpretation of it right too. Her words of how she explained it, it made me go back to when I was a childhood, my time with my grandparents that were showing us the way that they had to hide out, and then they had to hang on to it and pass it on to some of their grandchildren. A lot of us didn't listen. A lot of us did. And I feel for me, I was one that wanted to listen because the same way she explained her mother, the same way my grandmother was, they thought she was really mean. But what it really was is that's how serious they took the ceremony. The ceremonies are a time of sacredness for us. It's a time of a teaching that we're trying to hold on to still, because most of the teachers, the language speakers, the knowledge, you know, all that, they killed most of them. And the ones that survived held on to it, you know. So when we have an elder like Bernice, you know, for me, it's like, gee, you know, why are people afraid to hear the truth of what our people knew of Turtle Island, what they call them? You know? Because the stories are kind of similar to how our people, they were of the mountains right here at Glacier National Park. The buffalo brought them up. The same similar story, the same understandings of it. The area where I was raised is Red Blanket. They call it the mouth of the mountains, or they call it Mossy's Playground or what. But that's where all of our creation stories are at. That's where the triple divide, the headwaters, splits in three directions. You know, a lot of the stories kind of, you know, it's like the same understanding but different locations. And a lot of it was carried by the grandmothers. And when she mentioned that the center pole is a female, yes. Yes, it is. That's how we were taught. So it was kind of like, really, when I went down to a sun dance in Macy, Nebraska, they were calling that centerfold old man. And I, that's not true, you know? But, you know, you kind of have to, like, all right, well, I don't want no part of that, you know? Yeah. For us, it's like, you know, the grandmother's teachings. And so a lot of it's similar, and for her grandson Joe, they said, you know, that's the original way how she's passing that down to her grandson. At the same time, that young man still got to live, you know, to help and understand this world. And at the same time, it's a political challenge. We're talking about our sacred areas. And we're all going through the same thing. They want the minerals. They want about Trump and all about the other Biden stuff and what, you know? We're at a time, like, how do we help them? How do we really, truly help these younger generations to understand us or that? But understanding to what this political world really is, but at the same time, what are we going to do as far as how do we stop these ones that are challenging each other, right? What goes on up here, everything that we're talking about on the reservation is happening, up here. It's going on up here too. And we're talking about all the corruption. We're talking about people, the younger generations are all on meth, still drinking, still adults drinking, still stealing. I mean, everything. Everything you can imagine is happening. And then we still have the council playing Sakani Blackfeet for all of us still. And then we know that they, you know, none of it ever were going to work for us. No matter who you put in there, you guys down there, you get to vote who you're going to put in the chair. Up here, they get to vote who they're going to put in the chair. It's like that. What do we do as a people, as a true people, who we call Nietzsche, real people? Because it's been going on for how long now? And what do we do? How do we get the right words to put on paper to stop it? But how do you stop all of it? Truly, how do you stop all of it? We have people that are supposed to be our, you know, teachers and what come to our traditional teachings, and they're all challenging one another. Now we're hearing, you know, David Svala is supposed to be, you know, involved with selling marijuana. Now, I mean, these things are concerning because in our teachings, it don't belong to just one tribe. All of us that follow our way that didn't, you know, fully convert to what's happening today. Because for me, I'm concerned about my grandchildren. If I leave this world, then what's really going to happen? We're all talking about different stuff that's happening today, you know? What's really going to happen to them? We know how the system is and how things that they can do, then they know how to, they ought to blow up the world. They know how to do that. That's not us. We're still trying to let our kids live, and they're trying to still take them away from us. Why don't we take their kids away then? That's not us either. We're trying to, you know, find all these tribes connecting together. Each, who is it I really have about? We got to start connecting with one another. It's not easy to tell your people these things and get them all to drop everything and listen to what you're saying. Some of them will, but then it don't go nowhere because, oh, they're still working for the government. The government, you know, is, I guess, our guardians or whatever the heck they're claiming they are. A lot of tribes want to be free from them, too, even the ones up in Canada. mean, gee, our people are just dying and dying. You know, I didn't even want to come on. I've been telling Chinupa what's happening with my family right now. I have my older sister, you know, almost put herself to deep sleep, would not come back, and now she's coming out of it. But in the meantime, her son hung himself, committed suicide, waking up to hear that her son dead. I mean, I have to deal with that too, you know. Same time, I'm concerned for my people too, because a lot of these things that we're talking about, I'm not reading out of no book. I'm not looking it up on a computer or watching on Facebook or listening to on YouTube. You know, there's something happening today, and you know, we've got to be thankful and grateful that we still have Bernice to share some of her knowledge and her wisdom, her teaching that she carried that was passed on to her, too. These are the things that everybody's trying to learn today. You know, lost knowledge, you know, the truth. Speaking the truth. That's all. You know, that we're trying to speak the truth. We don't have all the answers. It's going to take the people themselves. Well, what is it that we need to survive this world? You know, they just make it a big crisis all the time, playing God for all of us. You know, there's a lot of knowledge that, you know, our old one, they're still trying to pass on, but everybody is fully participating in colonization still. If they want their children to learn, then you need to take them out of the white schools and form one that, you know, where they're going to really learn. Taking care and protective, if that's what we're talking about. But, I would have given somebody else a chance, so thank you.
And thank you for coming on, Jenny. That's a beautiful understanding. People, mitake pilechus iu chapo. We are kiletaka wogla kikili la kitana chante shiche, iog shiche. Le chala ke se toskat hoki otkiche, lila he wotechike. You see, this is what we're saying. Her nephew hung himself while her sister's in the hospital, and she had enough heart and courage to share that much understanding. She's going through a lot, just like all of us do. And I thank her for coming on the show, because this is what we talk about, Mitakepi. It's you guys that have concerns, that have issues. We want you to address them on the show. Many people out there condemn us. They don't like Chinupa because I'm too goddamn hard. But goddamn it, that's the way I got to be. I have to protect you, to her, protect my aunt, to protect my sister, Vina. My grandson Joe and many other grandsons. This is what it's about. Un lakho tap chalesus epsalon kina dimhanta taku kas yotkana eunguna kab onkokihi. We can. Enough talking. We know how to do it, but our people don't like to listen to the truth. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't want to listen to it, then this show isn't for you. Okay? Lila. So it's up to you guys to determine what your direction is. Is there any other callers on? Come on. It's your show, man, as we push to the top of the hour of 7, and then I'm going to close it with the song. So come on in. Come on in.
Hey, good evening, everybody. It's Brooke from New York.
Who is this?
Brooke.
Say your name loud so people can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now, but it's still...
Okay, cool.
Say it loud. You yell at your husband, right? Yell at the radio and tell him, hey, I'm this. Go ahead.
So, hey, everybody. It's Brooke from New York. I'm Taino Boricua. My condolences for your relative. You know, that's always a hard thing, and it got me really thinking. It's actually something I wanted to talk about on this show, like a last week back and a week before that, but now that we're kind of on the topic, and forgive me if I don't say this the right way because I'm still trying to like wrap my mind around it, but I notice now like a lot of the younger generation, like 30 or younger, 20s and even teenagers, like a lot of them want to divide the community by, you know, by gender and by this and by that. And I hear a lot of talk about support of women and Two-Spirit, but I don't really hear talk about support of men. And I've just, in the last like 5 years, I've just been helping out so many community members. Majority of them are very young indigenous men, like 18, 20, 22, 15, 16. Like, and they're out on the streets. I just see them like crazy. Like either they were put into foster care or they don't have good family or something happened. And so you have all of these men out on the streets, and I think I just want to pose this for tonight and just for those who are listening is that, you know, it's good to have social movements, but I think more important is our responsibility to the whole of the community, not just one section. Because what I'm seeing among all the different tribes is not even just one tribe. It's all of them. It's not just the women. It's not just the Two-Spirit people. It's the whole community that's being affected. And so if we go down the white way, even if it might seem right, you know, more like the social justice stuff and all those other things, we can't leave out men just because they're men. You know, we see the high rates of houselessness, high rates of suicide, high rates of alcohol and drug abuse. Not to say that doesn't happen to women and Two-Spirits, but I guess all I'm saying is that we leave them out and be like white people. And I've been noticing this amongst my age group and younger that they just want to like call out and like, I understand, you know, I think that sometimes, you know, exposing people has to be done. But I think also, too, we should be doing traditional ways first before getting into those things. And just kind of calling our men in and realizing that our men are also victims of the system. It's not just women.
Mom, can't find the one.
Okay, let's go find it. And I'm also I also I understand that women go through a lot and there's a lot of misogyny and all this other stuff that people talk about, and that has to be talked about as well. But I guess what I'm saying is that it has to be the whole of the community. We can't leave out the elders. We can't leave out the young people, just like we can't leave out the men. And I'm just starting to see that polarization a lot, especially amongst younger and younger people. It's like they're playing into the identity politics of kind of like, you know, Americanization instead of thinking about the nation as a whole and building that community and building it up. And it just reminded me of what happened to the young man and how he took his life. It's like we need to focus on them too. They're hurting as well. So I guess that's what I want to say, and I hope it came up clear because it's still formulating in my mind.
And we appreciate that, Brooke. Thank you for calling from New York area. Mitakepi, lechalaka se in wichinchala kile taku iwogla kekehe. Insya hukeshina wable se kile iokshite. O yunkha lechus epsala taku lena iwongla kaki lila ota wasloi kile na waka. Na huyampi. Na iokshichap. Shante shichapi naku. So what I'm going to say in English as we're pushing to the top of the hour of 7 at 6:42. And Tyreek, you better not come on the show late. Start it right on time, man. Don't be late. Because this hot load of freight cannot wait, boy. Cannot wait. That's just food for thought. Anyone else, and thank you for that understanding. Thank you. And thank you, Jenny, for sharing your feelings with everybody. Anyone else?
Oh,
yellow.
Antichrist, where he's scared to kill us from blackies and oxy. We don't care. So, do we have money out of our merely dollars now? All hook around the cost of guys, I eat the Uncarabana Macarlaka, he will, sir. He tell us, sir, we don't lock the head of a Costco. Machvicta, it has on a gig here. No. Jesus Christ, it's his care of the Ogre, me and my chick, our honey, Ogre, and Swimmer Kills, Ogre, and our Aston was shocking. You can't, we don't know what he gives the kid. Look, hook for the Ustra, Nikanaya, Kabaksa, Super, Nikanaya, and Kishida, things, they were Kashida, Wayaka will go give Sasha Granak, so, Sasha, because I give each other, each other, we change our station, we change our station, we change our station, we last week. We change our kitchen, 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 okay, so since I am Douglas, I was in the college of Glenaku, I had a little of a con, so I am, we had a Bible like 20 of one of our CTF since I am, with the summary of a con, so here we are now. Here we are showing it, and we show them that so here we are, Scott, head home, and I was just here since I am out of the house. We know him. They say, hey, that, you are thank you.
You know, we need to bring this subject up tomorrow about this devil woman. Okay, people? Tyreek, write that down. Tyreek, are you there? Tyreek?
Yes.
Jabril, are you there? Jenny, are you there? Somebody there. Write that down, that we need to bring this subject up, what Auntie just talked about this Wakashi Chawiya, okay? Because she's causing a lot of havoc. But they said these things would come.
Yeah,
honey, they told us about this many, many years ago, that the woman was going to trick people, and she's doing it. Just exactly what my aunt was saying. And I was ready for that, because we were told if we ever seen that evil person, we were told to take him out. And so now he's disguised as a woman. And Jabril, if you're listening, God damn it, you better call in or something before the show ends, or come on tomorrow night. Because we're going to bring this subject up. This is what I've told you many years ago, that Lena Ukte, Hena Wokok Pekte Api, Wokok Pemhata Lila Techion Kauktix. They said this. Wakaki Lena Ehoni Onkokiaka, Matheto, He Wonako, Lechala Kese, Kumiwaki, Bernice Woglake, Kehe, Wichake, Yechetu. So we need to have this subject for tomorrow's show. Tyreek, you there?
Right, writing it down.
Somebody get on the phone and call that clown. He ain't listening. Tyreek!
I hear you!
Write it down. Write it down. That's going to be the subject for tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow evening. We need to talk about that evil woman. And this is what's happening.
Because a lot of it's showing right, you know, today, you know? It just, you... A lot of our people feel, even the younger ones, you know, they feel something not good.
I was hoping Jabril came on, because I told that clown, hey, man, this person, I'm waiting for him. And I'm going to be an old woman or an old man. If that either one that he's going to be, I'm going to get him. I'm going to take him out. This is what's here. Lenae honey on Kokiaka. Should I heard this when Grandpa Frank Fullscroll and, you know, Uncle Pete Texas and them were alive. Lena echa iwogla kap. Wakha wiyaki le
Kawachi Shishi na you talk shakti on petty wanji. Hey wana he nazis. You see, they said that. I've listened to them. So as we get to the top of the hour, people, we want you to come back tomorrow night. Because this topic about this evil woman, that's why do you think Cliff Richards, that pop singer, made that song? She's just a devil woman, and she's going to get you with her evil eyes. That's what he wrote that song for. Come on now, people.
Creepers.
This is what we're talking about. So you guys, tune in for tomorrow's show again. Anyone, any other caller? Thank you, Auntie. Wopila tchanki ichiche lechalake setaku hoda kongile on yakupi. Wopila.
We still
anyone
got
else?
28 minutes. 28 minutes.
We got 28 minutes, people. Come on. Louis, where you at?
Hello, everybody. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I was saying my greetings to everybody. Grandma Bernice, Vina, Louis, Chinupa, Jenny, Turk, everybody, all the listening audience. And my message tonight is self-determination. It is your birthright. It is your lawful right. And unless you implement self-determination and freedom and independence, then we don't have it. And no one has a bound over you. You don't have to assimilate into anybody's way of life or belief because we have our own. And self-determination and independence is the way to go. And this is our only way that we're going to ever be free is if we implement it, not just talk the talk, but walk the walk. Thank you very much. Back to you.
Well, this is Jenny again. I feel many of our people didn't just, you know, talk the talk. They have did the walk. They have did the battle, and they're not finished. There was a lot of physical battles that were done up here. Some of the elderly women that stood, you know, against the corruption that was happening got hurt. So it was kind of shameful because some of those society people, they stood in the background, you know, posing and, you know, doing videos like, you know, they were really doing something to protect our people, but they were, you know, they weren't doing that. Well, I know for sure my brother, Philip, he was right there with the elders. He was protecting the women, you know, and the elders right there at the front door against all those federal police that they called in at the time. So, you know, a lot of these people, you know, they don't understand, you know, the reason why other tribes didn't know what was going on because it controlled, you know, media and stuff, you know. They control what they want in the newspapers or on the media or, you know, the news stations, whatever they call in and talk about. You know, they never really tell the truth of what's really happening. Well, you think only that happens across the oceans in different countries. Nah, it happens right here on our reservation. So when Deborah Holland, she kind of snuck and flew in last year or this past summer sometime. And this was, you know, right before their campaigning and stuff was going to happen. But she hasn't did nothing yet. Or I don't know if they just fly up here to see what it really looks like up here and see what they want, what resources are here and what it really looks like, which is beautiful. Because they make a lot of money off of Glacier National Park. And here, that's our creation story. Our people's caves and stuff are still in those mountains, huh? So it just, I don't know. But yeah. I have to figure it out. That's why I always tell people, you know, lift yourself. Look down at our people. Look down at your air. You know what it looks like. You know, imagine and see what they're all doing, huh? So when we talk about this evil spirit, yeah. In our teachings up here, they talk about the serpent people and stuff, and then that's the whole system and what's happening. Well, it's a whole different teaching and understanding how those old ones are seeing this world, what was going to happen if they continued and doing what they were doing, because they were doing something that didn't belong here. They were building stuff that don't belong here, tearing down stuff that don't, all kinds of things, huh? What it would come to one day. Well, the old ones, yeah, the original old ones from our reservation, one of them was my own grandfather and my dad's father. His teaching was from my great-grandmother. She was one of the original keepers, teachers, knowledge carrier, storage carrier to the lodge, you know, and that's why they always look at those old ones like, you know, they were like what they call in white man language, holy, you know. They carried all of that. They wanted to destroy. They didn't want us to remember none of this. You know? We were not supposed to remember any of this. They thought that we wouldn't. I said, well, yeah, you can't hide anything from her, you know. She'll reveal everything. And that's what's happening today. She's revealing what they did to missionary schools. Everything is happening, you know. So, yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. So, yeah, so I'll end it here for now.
Okay, Tyreek, how much minutes we got left?
21.
21 minutes. Mitakepe, any more last-minute thoughts and comments? I was hoping Dave Swallow would come on the show, but obviously he ain't. So, you know, anyone else out there got a comment, concern? Come
hey,
on.
Hey, Chanupa.
Yupo.
Yeah. Chanupa.
Yes.
Hey, it's your brother Earl from Ohio.
Hey, Earl, come on. Come on in. Don't be afraid. Just jump on in. Come on.
Oh, we've been listening to the women and getting the knowledge, and that's what all people should be doing. Your last caller, Jenny, she's absolutely right about the media. And let me tell you something. I'm a white person, and the people here in Ohio, we've never heard this stuff. Why? Because our government won't allow it. Because they know, if we know about this stuff and the plight of the people on the reservations, we won't stand for it. And that's why they stifle the media and won't let it be heard. They refuse to let us know what you people are going through. So what she was saying is absolutely true. Our government is that devil woman that you are talking about and you're afraid of. It is our government. They're the ones who did this to you. And the people need to stop fighting amongst each other and realize this and come together and fight this evil. We're trying to do it out here also, but we don't know, and the people don't know what's going on the reservations. And most of the people I talk to here in Ohio, I live just outside an Amish community. If the people don't know what the Amish are, they are the ones that drive the horse and buggies, and they try to live a simple life. Now, what they've done is they've pulled away from our government, and their schools they fund. They put their kids in their own schools. They teach them what they want to teach. They get absolutely no funding from the state. They get absolutely no funding from the government. They told them to go fuck themselves. They said, we will teach our kids the way we want them to be taught. So they have auctions, and they do whatever they have to. The Amish communities, they don't have access to vehicles, so they can't drive very far to go get a job, just like the people on the res. So they got together, and they created their own businesses, small businesses, bigger businesses, helped each other grow businesses, but they're very community-oriented people. And they're all about the children and the elders being taken care of first. So they create their own economy, and they keep to themselves. They practice their own type of religion. It's a Christian-based religion, but they don't talk to it, to any outsiders, because they don't want the government involved. And this is the way the Lakota people used to be. They used to school their own kids. They used to teach them their own values and their own traditions and their own religion and spirituality. And now they've let our white government come in, and look what's happening, genocide. And I want to thank you, Chinupa, for hooking us up with that documentary, Red Cry. Wow, brother, wow. That's all I can say. It really touched me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. You see, the grandma, my aunt that was on that documentary, Red Cry, that's her talking.
Yeah,
that's Aunt Bernice. Thank you, guys. When you guys come out here to South Dakota, you'll have a chance to meet Aunt Bernice. And like I said, Earl and Margaret, you guys are welcome. On behalf of Chinupa. Okay, you're on behalf of Chinupa, okay? I will accompany you to her Sundance. Sis Vina, Baby Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here, but Baby Joe left already.
Okay, so Sis Vina, can I invite Earl and Margaret to the dance this year?
Yes.
Okay. Margaret and Earl, you got an invitation from my big sister.
We're honored.
Thank you, and we are very honored.
Okay. You betcha. Any other last-minute comments? Anyone else? Come on, and thank you for that. Thank you for that, Earl and Margaret. Thank you. Jenny, thank you. Anyone else? Come on aboard.
I want to thank him, too. Thank you for, I guess I unfolded. That's what, you know, what, how we were taught when you're going to speak about something that's real, honest, and truthfully, you know, that you're supposed to know how to unfold it like you're going to fold a blanket, you know, unfold your story of your understanding what you're trying to say. But, yeah, well, thank you for understanding me. Yeah. Well, I'm not doing nothing wrong. I'm to hurt anyone. All right. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Anyone else out there? Come on in.
Chinupa, this is Lanny Horse with Horn here in Boston.
Hey, Lanny. How you doing, man? Great to hear from you. Mitakepe, this is Lanny. He's out there in Massachusetts taking care of his baby. But he's originally from the Cheyenne River Reservation. So, Lanny, introduce yourself. And Tyreek, how much minutes we got left?
15. One,
okay, Tyreek,
five.
Man, come on.
So,
go right ahead, Tyreek. Lanny.
So, you know, we've been talking about all of this stuff, but, you know, the main root cause of all of it.
Lanny, let me stop you right there real quick, okay? Give out your name and who you are real quick.
Oh, yeah, my name is Lanny Horse with the Horn. I'm a Itasipcho Lakota from Cheyenne River. My great-great-great-grandfather, he was one of the last four recognized shirt wearers for the Itasipcho, the no bows or without bows. And he brought the Itasipcho in when Cheyenne River was formed. But so that's where I come from on my dad's side. I'm Itasipcho. On my mom's side, I'm Minikoji, and so I'm from Cheyenne River, born and raised there. I joined the Marine Corps. I worked in Afghanistan for about 4.5 years. I got hurt over there. I came back, and I'm in college now at Quincy College. And my little boy here, he was poisoned by the PFAS in the water, so he's sitting on my lap here, and I'm rocking him. But I want to talk to everybody and talk about the attack and the rise of the corporations and the power that they have, and the power they have over our courts. You know, our courts and the government, you know, they've all been bought off. You know, the corporations own them. You know, when the Supreme Court ruled that and said that corporations can give unlimited amounts of money to campaigns, and they don't have to tell who they are, you know, the dark money. And that's what controls these reservations up here in Cheyenne River. You know, we're controlled by that dark money of those ranchers and farmers. You know, they're the ones that own those councilmen. So this is why those councils keep that grazing rate low. You know, 10 times lower than the market value, so that these super ranchers and super farmers, you know, they make this money. But so this is, you know, we're controlled by greed. And greed is a mental illness, you know. Our young men, you know, we want those material things. You know, we don't want those things that it's easy to forget about the things that we need to take with us into the spirit world. You know, it's easy not to go up on the hill. It's easy not to carry that chinupa, you know. So our young men, you know, that they've become lazy. You know, we've all become lazy. You know, we're all a little lazy. But I know that we're short on time. And I'll leave it there. I tried to come on earlier, but I'm trying to put this little guy down. So, but I'll leave it right there. And it's true what everyone has been saying about the education system, the BIE education system. We're allowing the big government to teach our kids what to do. But again, you know, we have to change that constitution, and we have to get out from under big government controlling our children and our education. So we have to take those things back. You know, we have to insert the language into Head Start and kindergarten. And, you know, that language should be every day in school. It should be as important as algebra. Should be as important as French or Spanish, you know, more important than that. So, and why we allow the federal government to do these, we allow these people to do these things, that I don't understand that part, because we know what we need to teach our children. You know, we have to give them skills, you know. So I'll leave it right there, and I hope everybody has a good night.
We appreciate that, Lanny. Thank you. And Lanny, you can come back on tomorrow night at 5 to 7. It's going to be a heavy topic. So come on in. Thank you for that. Anyone else that has a last-minute thought and comment, come on in. Tyreek, how much time?
9 minutes.
Okay. Okay, well, we got 9 minutes. Anyone else?
This is Lewis.
Come on in, Lewis.
I want to thank Auntie Bernice for talking. You know, it's good to hear her voice. Good to hear her voice, and you know, our elders got that respect. Should have had that respect from all of us. And you know, I just want to also remember our young people, and I messaged Noel Leslie. Remember, we met her out in Pennsylvania that time. And she's kind of clairvoyant, but her mother was from Rosebud, but she grew up in the West Virginia area all her life. And she dealt with a lot of the missing people and, you know, KKK people and Freemasons. And I think her father was even part of those organizations, and they even, he even tried a lot of evil things on upon her. But she's been lucky this far, you know, she's still surviving out there, you know, one of our own out there in the world. Just want to encourage her to keep up the strength, you know, just like our elders. They've endured and struggled this far, survived, and deserve our respect and our protection, even if it's spiritually. You know, I've been experiencing some hombres from my older sister, and I even dreamt about, you know, Gary Bearshield, about protecting and using the sage as a protection. In the dream, too, also my grandmother used the sage, the sage plant as a protection of the evil, trying to keep in the windows of the house. So I just wanted to say that much, and that the tomorrow show is going to concern the Wakanshita Wina. And I just want to, especially at a time like this, and, you know, we lost a lot of brothers, older brothers, around this time, around Christmas time, Thanksgiving and Christmas time, and, you know, it was because based on, I would say it was this Wakanshita that was a Wina. And sometimes our people get so stressed out or hold so much pressure that they don't really think what they do or pay attention. It's very important you pay attention to what's going on in front of you every day, every second in front of you. Pay attention to what you do. If you look away for just 2-3 seconds, something's going to happen. And I've experienced that. Especially at this almost end of the year. And, you know, our elders, we've always gathered every time, over 4 seasons of the year. And even one of the things they did was they encouraged the elders and all the people. You know, they give them a prayer for the next coming year. And then they acknowledged the year that they struggled to survive through. And so I just wanted to say that much, to remember your prayers for your family. And there was a Cree boy that was, you know, he lost his mother. He stuck by his mother, even though she was a wino. But he loved his mother so much. He stuck with her. And his grandmother was Cree, raised him. And his grandma left him. And so Oglala people adopted him. That's why he respects Oglala people, because of the Anka. That what Chasha says. We asked him about his family. He said he didn't have no family. He was an orphan. You're no orphan. You're with us. You know, sometimes that's how I feel. That's how my grandfather was, Thomas Eagle Fox. Oh, Hunka Oglala brings him back. Philip brings him back. Hunka is my grandfather. Family. all because U.S. Calvary or whatever, they killed his grandparents or parents. And so we've always had that hunka in our blood. So I just wanted to say that much. And then I'm going to listen to tomorrow's show. So have a great evening. Best wishes.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Tyreek, how much time?
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
All right, people. I want to share this real briefly with all of you. I want you all to come back tomorrow night on tomorrow's show from 5 to 7. Sister Vina, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, I want you guys to come back tomorrow. I want Auntie to come on too, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to sing this song and thank all of you for coming on tonight. Kakoza Joe, Jenny, everyone, Earl, all you guys that were on tonight. Some of your names I might forget, my brother Lewis, all of you that were on, you know, Rachel, every you got, all of you. So I'm going to close this show with this song, and tomorrow is going to be a heavy topic. Jabril, you better get your ears on, man. Get ready for the show tomorrow. And Tyreek, thank you. Don't be late. Otherwise, I'm going to have to feel great what I'm going to do. Anyway, here's our song in closing. Thank you, and we'll see you guys all tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People. Here's our closing song. Ya ya hawai na ha ya hawai ya ha ya hawai ya ha ya hawai ya hey hey we ya ha ya hawai ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawai ya hey hey hawai ya hey hey ya ya hawai ya ha ya hawai ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawai ya hey hey We ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya 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 ha we ya ha 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 ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya 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 hawa ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya 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 hawa ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya we ya ha ya hawa ya ha ya We ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya 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 ha we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya ha we ya ha ya Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.